With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Don't always do what I should. I'd be better if I thought I could. I'm a sucker for adrenaline. Every villain is.
Feels good to be.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time once again for another episode of Bad Language. You didn't know what was coming at you with that new music, did you? What do you think? Hey, the Steelers getting ready to get new players. My name is Brent Anthony Davis, and I figured let's get some new music. Went a little bit on the softer, more aggressively serene side with a little bit bad. It's the only song I could find with bad in it. Now, I know I could have found Michael Jackson, but I've got to pay for that. I've got to do royalties. I've got to pay to keep those llamas alive. And Bubbles the Chimp. Wonder what happened to Bubbles the Chimp. Nobody knows. That would be a good behind the music, Bubbles the Chimp. But anyways, we're not talking about Michael Jackson's animals from Neverland Ranch. We're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the draft, it's draft week. And, you know, it feels so good to me. I absolutely love draft week. It's been busy here at Steel Curtain Network and the Fans First Sports Network. We had our mock draft. Steel Curtain Network is almost finished with their mock draft. They only go to 20 because we stop when you get to the Steelers pick. Who are the Steelers going to take at number 20? And that is going to be the main topic of the show. But we're not going to talk about players. We're going to talk about how you feel about that. And this is the one weird year where you kind of feel good wherever they go. So the name of the show this week is A Peaceful, Easy Black and Gold Feeling. Or maybe it's a black and gold peaceful, easy feeling. Stole it from the Eagles. Love those guys. And, you know, my son was playing this today, and he's into classic rock all of a sudden. He's 16. Actually, the last couple years, he's been into it. And I've always liked this song. But the more I think about it, it's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. So I'm going to go ahead and recite some lyrics for you. Bad, we're here to talk about the Steelers. We are. I get it. But listen to these lyrics. And this actually epitomizes how Steeler Nation feels this week. And it's uncharted territory. Nobody gets it. Because they don't know. They've never felt this way. And I'm going to explain that in a second. But let's listen to these lyrics. I like the way your sparkling earrings lay. Against your skin, it's so brown. And I want to sleep with you in a desert tonight. With a billion stars all around. Because I got a peaceful, easy feeling. And I know you won't let me down. Because I'm already standing on the ground. So what does that have to do with the Pittsburgh Steelers? Some of you probably don't get it yet. Some of you, the light just came on. And it came on for me. Because I'm watching Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin on their Monday press conference before the draft. And of course, neither one are really playing their hand. Actually showing their hand, please excuse me. They're not showing their hand. You don't know. My gosh, I'm not. If I'm on a riverboat in the 1800s, and I see Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan, I know I'm going to get fleeced. I'm going to lose all my money. Not saying they're good bluffers. You just can't read their eyes. Kenny Rogers would say it. Knowing what their cards were by the way they held their eyes. Well, you don't know what they're going to come up with. Because here's the thing. They can go a number of directions in this draft. And a lot of people will be happy. In fact, I can't think of many things that they could do in this draft that would make me unhappy. There's so many scenarios out there. And I was listening to Jeff Hartman and Dave Schofield today on a breaking news. Well, actually, not really breaking news. It was our Source podcast. And when our Source calls, we open up the microphone right away and we start talking. Because it's reliable stuff. And the main part of the Source call today was the fact that the Steelers are getting a lot of calls for that sweet spot at number 20. And then Jeff said that he has no clue where the Steelers are going to go. In the last few years, you were probably able to know where they were going to go. Last year, a lot of people thought they were going to go with Broderick Jones. Could have been Devin Witherspoon if he fell. But it felt like Broderick Jones. A lot of people really thought it was going to be Kenny Pickett the year before. Najee Harris the year before that. So on and so forth. Then guys popped up. Maybe even a few days before, and you knew exactly who they were going to pick. You knew they were going to take Rashard Mendenhall in 2008. You kind of felt like they were going to go ahead and take guys every single year. That you knew who they were. Now this year, it could be anybody. It could be three guys, one of three guys that are offensive linemen with an F to start their surname. Fashanu, Fautanu, Fuaga. Could be those guys. It could be a corner if they fall. If Quinion Mitchell falls to the Steelers, they're going to run up. Terrion Arnold could be in play. I don't think Nate Wiggins. I'm not thinking Nate Wiggins. But any of those guys, are you going to be upset? They could be good players for this team. They have a lot of needs. Now, there's a lot of people, they don't like the idea of the Steelers trading up because draft capital is so important in this draft. How important is it, though? Well, I still think it is. Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan today were so happy with how this draft is set up because of the free agency period and the trades that were made. They're happy about that. So where we as media, we as fans, feel that the Pittsburgh Steelers have so many holes, they don't. Or they're just holding the cards so close to the vest. There's something glorious about not knowing what this team is going to do. It's like Christmas Day. You know, if my wife leaves a bag around before Christmas, I run from that bag. I don't want to see it. Some of the best gifts I've ever received were the ones that were like a sucker punch, but the best kind of sucker punch. I call it the Troy Polamalu sucker punch. You know the story. You've heard Nate before. Troy Polamalu intercepts that ball against the Ravens in the AFC Championship game in the 2008 season. And we are celebrating like the end of the World Series, even though baseball, football, you know, but it was like a mound celebration. We're jumping up and down. There's about five of us. And I got cracked in the face. And I dropped. One of my friends dropped me. They have no clue who did it. Nobody knows who did it. Unless they did it on purpose, but I don't think so. It was in my house. I was feeding them good food that day. I typically don't piss my friends off. But it knocked me over. And I got up and I started dancing with them again. I went upstairs and I said to my wife and the other people upstairs, I said, yeah, I just got punched in the face. They're like, oh my God, are you okay? And they could see it. I'm red. I'm swelling up. No, I'm like, I feel great. That was the best feeling in the world. So back to Christmas, when you get that great gift that you didn't expect, when it comes flying out of nowhere, it's even better. I think back 20 years ago, and I'm shocked that I'm talking about the Ben Roethlisberger draft. But that kind of came out of nowhere. Because all indications that entire week was going to number four to the New York Giants. And Philip Rivers was going to be the next quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Steeler fans were actually, at that point, they were at peace with the fact that they were getting Rivers because that's the way it was going to go. And they were going to be happy about it, but deep down, it's not what they wanted. It was the consolation prize, but the consolation prize that you felt like you're settling, but if you're going to settle, you didn't mind settling for Philip Rivers. Then the whole thing with Eli happened. Then the trade. than a lonely Ben in the green room. And finally, the relief of a call from the 412 and Bill Cowher's on the other end. Next, you know, Ben's wearing a hat and holding up a number one jersey. And you were kind of walking on air that entire time afterwards. Felt pretty awesome. I felt awesome in other drafts too that weren't great. I've celebrated guys. I celebrated Tom Ricketts. I celebrated Rashard Mendenhall. I didn't celebrate Ryan Shazier. Boy, was I wrong on that one. But this year, it could be a number of guys. If you pull up a mock draft or a listing of the top 20 guys or the top 30 guys, you're not going to be shocked if any of these guys fall to the Steelers. Because here's what's going to happen. Somebody is going to fall. There's going to be a run on quarterbacks. You know that. The one guy, if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you're praying that somebody takes Michael Penix Jr. too. Takes that fifth quarterback. And the reason you want that is that means another good player is going to fall to you. You don't expect Rome Odunze to fall to you. You know Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr., you know they're not going to fall. But the more wide receivers that get picked helps the Pittsburgh Steelers. Helps them get a corner or the offensive lineman that they want. It helps them out a lot. There are a lot of guys here. You can make a case for so many players to be the number one pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I was also telling you about that podcast earlier on, the Source podcast with Jeff and Dave. And there was something else that was the main crux of it that was pretty important too. And it's the fact that, and I said this earlier, they're fielding calls. Or they're getting a lot of calls. Omar Khan said in the press conference, we don't want to pass up on a good player. But the draft is deep in the first four rounds. Steelers don't have a number five pick. They've got two number six picks. But you got to feel pretty good about it. You got to feel pretty good if they go ahead and trade back to. If they go back to 28, you're still going to get a guy that you like in this first round. But someone could fall. Another position that you're rooting for. You root for Dallas Turner and Jared Verse. You don't want those guys to fall. Laiatu Latu from UCLA, you want him picked before too, because that's three edge guys. And those edge guys are important to go. You're not looking for an edge number one for the Steelers. At least you don't expect it. Then you're rooting for one of those guys to pop up. You're rooting for a Ladd McConkey. You're rooting for a Chop Robinson to go in the top 20. That happens, then Amarius Mims could fall. You'd love to see Quinion Mitchell fall. I don't think it's going to happen. You don't need Brock Bowers falling. The only way that you really want Brock Bowers to fall is if he falls to 20, even though it would be tempting, you go ahead and you could fleece somebody, possibly, at number 20. But there's a possibility that the Pittsburgh Steelers could, like I said, get an Amarius Mims or J.C. Latham, another offensive tackle, a 360 offensive tackle. Mims is 340. But bad, they need a center. But the way this is going, there's a possibility they can get that center if they trade back. I'm thinking that they could possibly get one of those guys that they covet at center at number 24 or 28 or something like that. So there's guys you want to see rise. You want to see some surprises from teams in the top 20. This is a very interesting draft. Now, the top 6 or 7, or even the top 10, it's probably going to be the guys that you're going to pick to go. But the teams are going to change. Once one trade falls, there's going to be more. My good friend David Stefano from Vikings First and School from the Fans First Sports Network, he's already said it. I talked to him Monday night. He's absolutely convinced that the Vikings are picking at number 3. But he's only convinced if that's Drake May. He only thinks that trade's going to happen if the kid from UNC is there. If it's Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner, they're going to go ahead and play their chances at number 11. Or maybe number 8. But not move up as far for a guy like J.J. McCarthy. But he's calling the shot. He's saying, yeah, they're trading, and most likely they're going to be have the number 3rd pick in the draft. The number 3rd, that's not a thing. Brian, stop that. Number 3. But the reason there's a peaceful, easy black and gold feeling, because are you going to complain if the Steelers have a Roma Dunze fall to them or a Quinion Mitchell? Once again, it's not likely. But are you going to mind if they go with Terrion Arnold from Alabama? Or if they end up with Byron Murphy II, who's just a huge guy, even though he's a defensive lineman, you're like, bad, they don't need a defensive lineman. Well, he's getting old. Cam Hayward is. Amarius Mims, J.C. Latham, Troy Faotanu, Cooper DeJean. These are the guys that the Steelers can get. They can still get a Jackson Powers Johnson and a Graham Barton, but they're falling a little bit. And if they end up trading back, they'll definitely get one of those guys at 28. And then what do you do? Well, at that point, you're going to get somebody else, maybe early on in the 2nd. You could possibly score a 2nd-round pick here. And if that happens, that makes this draft in day 2 so much stronger, because you've got 2 2s and 2 3s. Or you take one of those 3s and you move up in the 2nd round. And get somebody high in the 2nd round. But any way you slice it, man, the Steelers are going to go ahead and get their guy. We just don't know who that guy is right now. Oh, it's fascinating. It really is. I'm going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be back right after this with the conclusion of Bad Language, Draft Week Edition. We'll do some bad memories, and you know they're draft memories. Stick around. We're going to be back right after this on the Steel Curtain Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, we are back. Yes, if you don't know that music, I don't know either. It's new stuff. It's brand new stuff. Kicking it around. Jeff Hartman was saying to me, he's like, I never change my music. Me, I like to get a new outfit every once in a while. So that's why I'm getting new theme music. But I want to hear from you. If you don't like it, if you think it's a little somber, I think it's mysterious. I think it's cool. The whole bad guy persona, which in real life, I don't think I'm a bad guy. I could be the bad guy in somebody's story. I don't know. I might be. But just the bad persona, and that's my initials, so have fun with it. But go ahead. You know how to get a hold of me. It's easy to do on Twitter. It's at Steel Curtain Bad. Just like that. Easy to do. You can also find me on the Fans First Sports Network, fansfirstsports.com. You can find me there too. So many places to find all of us. And make sure you stick with Steel Curtain Network. Now, last week I talked about watching the Rod Woodson draft in 1987 and staying home for that and how fun it was. Then I think of where I was on draft day. And if I go back, I could tell you, and this is how my memory goes. I could go back and tell you, and I have not put this on paper, but if I go back starting in 1987, which I did, I was home from school. I was in 10th grade. I was home from school and I had a migraine. Then I felt better and I watched the rest of the draft. But I could tell you where I was every single year and every single pick that the Pittsburgh Steelers made. From 87 on. 88, I had mono. I missed 3 months of school in 1988. Had a lot of fun, though, because I got to watch the entire basketball tournament. I didn't get held back because I had a homebound teacher here and there. I actually watched the Winter Olympics for the first time. I was disappointed that the Steelers took Aaron Jones because I wanted Craig Ironhead Hayward, who they could have gotten. they took Jones, but I remember exactly where I was watching that. Now, 1989, I got to get more accounts of the draft. I got to see the Tim Worley pick, heard about the Ricketts pick, but that was also the day that the Pirates traded for Ray Quiñones and sat down Jay Bell. They needed that shortstop, so they made the trade with the Mariners. Trade didn't work, but I was thrilled because I thought that was going to be a great trade for them. I was wrong. I thought Ricketts was going to be great. I thought Worley was going to be great. I thought that was a great day in Pittsburgh sports. It wasn't. It was lackluster. But I was getting ready. I was putting Vaseline in my hair. And no, this sounds crazy because I was in the Richland High School of Johnstown, Pennsylvania's production of Grease. I had a lead role my senior year in high school. It's just funny. 1990 was a Sunday afternoon. I'm all ready for the Steelers to make their pick. Then they trade. They're at 16, I think. Then they trade down to 20. It seems like they're always at 20. The Cowboys end up trading with the Steelers. They get Emmitt Smith. Steelers weren't taking Emmitt Smith. So don't think they traded him. They were happy with Tim Worley in his rookie season. Then they picked Eric Green, who was good for them for 4 years. Great tight end for them. 1991, I remember sitting there saying, who is Huey? Huey Richardson. Probably one of the most disappointing Pittsburgh Steeler picks. 1992 was Leon Searcy. And like I said, I'm not reading anything right now. This is just off the top of my head. Again, I was home for that one. In 1993, I was home again. I was working and then I came home and watched them pick Dion Figures. 1994, I went to the Flood Museum. I had a date in St. Michael, Pennsylvania. The great 1889 flood. I can't remember what that girl's name was. I could picture her in my head. I don't know her name. And I dated her for a few months. I apologize to you if you remember me, but then came home and they picked Charles Johnson. 1995, I was at a Chi-Chi's on a Friday night, watching them not only pick Mark Bruner, but also Slash Stewart and Brendan Stye. I was with my buddies Dave and E. Robs. Yeah, Chi-Chi's. Chi-Chi's was good. It's funny, if you ever watch Young Rock, Rock worked at he and his dad worked at a Chi-Chi's for a little bit, cleaning it up. Chi-Chi's. Oh, that was great until the whole E. coli thing. 1996 was an interesting one for me because they picked Jermaine Stevens, and I was like, who is this guy? But wasn't quite concerned because I felt like the Steelers won the draft when they turned around and picked Jerome Bettis. Then I went to a restaurant where I was in a dinner theater play, and everybody's getting ready. And here I am at the bar just watching the rest of the draft, watching them pick guys like John Whitman and Earl Holmes, who told Bill Cowher that he just got the best linebacker in the draft. 97, I had to work. Got home right in time for them to pick Chad Scott, the cornerback from Maryland. I could go on and on. I remember exactly where I was for every single pick. 1998, Alan Faneca. Hines Ward was in that draft too. I was in West Virginia. I was in my apartment after a day at work on a Saturday. The days fluctuated, but I remember all of this. 99, I left work on a Saturday to go home. I took my lunch because I timed it. I worked at a car dealership back then. and I timed it to go ahead and see that pick. And it was Troy Edwards. Plexico, I was at my wife's house, my first wife's house, the starter wife. And we were getting ready to go on a trip when they picked Plexico Burress. We were going to Vegas, actually. We're getting ready to fly for Vegas. We were packing. We were saying goodbye to her father and her grandfather. And I watched the draft and watched them pick Plexico there. And Marvell Smith, too. 2001, I remember them trading back for Casey Hampton. Then I went and judged a parade. And I remember half the town being mad at me because I picked, I was one of the judges, and I picked this baton group over like the established baton group that won every single year. And I liked the underdogs, and I thought they were good. And I picked them, and people were mad at me. I didn't care. 2002, I was separated from my first wife, and I was in this little apartment. I went out to a record store, well, CD store, I guess, bought some stuff. I bought a Jimmy Buffett book and a Jimmy Buffett live album from like 1978. And I was listening to that while they were picking Kendall Simmons. It was 2002, 2003. I was at a Counting Crows concert after they picked Troy Polamalu. I got to see them pick Troy Polamalu. Then I remember this was in at WVU, West Virginia University. And I remember going to see, watching the rest of the draft, but they traded a good bit of it. They traded their third round pick away to move up. But I remember looking and said, oh man, too bad they couldn't have gotten that guy, Chris Sims. They didn't want Chris Sims. He's a good broadcaster, good podcaster. Of course, 2004, I was in my apartment for Ben Roethlisberger. I was making steakums with Oliverio peppers, and I had an insurance guy come beforehand, and he was late, and I was mad because he was late because I was getting renter's insurance. I'm like, we got to wrap this up. The Steelers are going to be picking pretty soon. And I'm watching the draft, buddy. I don't think he appreciated that, but nah, what are you going to do? They got Ben Roethlisberger. 2005. This is a funny one. I was in Vegas with my buddies, and we were playing bar golf. And you had to drink something at each hole, which was a different casino. You had to drink a specific drink. I am not a drinker, but I wanted to win, so I ended up winning, which I lost by winning because I was plastered. Probably, that's the last time I was that drunk, probably, 2005. But I remember all my buddies, we were in this casino. I think it was the Imperial Palace, and there was hardly anybody there on a Saturday afternoon. And I'm just staring, waiting for them to pick Heath Miller. And they did. And I remember then we were at Margaritaville when Aaron Rodgers was still waiting and it finally got picked. Remember all that well. Then there was 2006. I was talking to my buddy on the phone. Didn't exactly know. This was after the Super Bowl win of 2005. Then I remember screaming at my buddy Chad. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. They just traded up. The Steelers are on the clock. The Giants aren't. The Steelers are on the clock. 25. They're going to take Santonio. And they did. Didn't think they were going to get Santonio, but they traded up and got him. 2007 is a really fun one. I was working an autograph signing with Darnell Stapleton and Ryan Clark in Cumberland, Maryland. And I'm sitting there, and I had a phone. It wasn't like this was before iPhones, but I could still get on and see who the Steelers were picking. And Ryan Clark kept on asking me, hey, did we pick yet? Did we pick yet? And I finally told him they were going to pick the kid from Pitt, which they did not get Darrell Revis, but they got Lawrence Timmons. He goes, oh, that Florida State kid's pretty good. And he ended up being pretty good. But I was actually with Ryan Clark when they picked LT. I remember getting home in time to watch them pick Lamar Woodley. 2008 was weird. There was chaos in the neighborhood. It's the house I live at now. I was mowing the lawn. The neighbor was mowing the lawn. I did not see it when it happened. I turned around. I went out and I saw all these ambulances, and the guy mowing the lawn had a heart attack. Strangest thing. 2009, when they picked Evander Ziggy Hood, I went to draft day. It was 92 degrees. My wife was 9 months pregnant. We still have pictures from there. We probably stayed for about 20 minutes because it was so hot for her and I felt so bad. So we took a picture and then went home and went back to my buddy's house and watched that pick. 2010 was the Thursday night. It was the first Thursday night that they did it. That was the start of the whole Thursday night thing. And that was the Marquise Pouncey draft. And I remember sitting in the corner in my recliner. It's set up different than what it is now. But I remember that Marquise Pouncey pick. Why am I blanking on 2011? Oh, Cam Hayward. That was after a Super Bowl loss. But I remember them picking Cam and thinking, all right. Years ago, they did not get Ironhead, but they got his son. I hope he's as good as what his dad was. Hope he's as tough as what his dad was. He's something else, isn't he? Walter Payton, Man of the Year Award winner. Just a fantastic player. 2012, I was at my buddy Darren's house. My pessimistic Steeler fan friend. Love him. But when they're losing, he texts me and I don't text him back because he irks me when they're losing and he's negative. I watched the DeCastro pick there. And we were like, yeah, this is great. Because we didn't expect it. 2013? Where was I in 2013? Why can I not think all of a sudden who they picked in 2013? Oh, it was the Jarvis Jones draft. I was at a resort in Arizona. I had won a trip at work. It was called President's Club. Or was that Champions Club at that company that I worked? And I just got a chance to watch them pick Jarvis Jones, and then we had to go to this banquet where we were receiving our awards. And I remember on my phone, while we were receiving awards, watching the rest of the draft. That was a weird draft. A lot of disappointments in the first round in 2013. Maybe that's why I had trouble remembering it. But then I got home in time to watch them pick Le'Veon Bell. And that was interesting because it was 3 hours earlier. So the draft started at 5 o'clock for me. I like that. I like the draft being early. On a Thursday night. 2014, I was mad when they picked up Ryan Shazier. I was cooking chili. I was making chili, my famous chili. and they picked Ryan Shazier, and I was kind of mad about it. I wanted Darquez Denard. Boy, was I stupid. 2015, we were getting ready for my son's first Holy Communion. And I was cleaning the house because we were going to have all these guests. I was cleaning like crazy to watch. And I stopped to watch them pick Bud Dupree. 2016, it was the Artie Burns draft. I was just on my couch at home. Wish I was anywhere but watching that draft. I was disappointed with the Artie Burns pick. Then I'm thinking, after his rookie year, hey, that's not a bad pick. Eh, wasn't that great. 2017, the TJ Watt draft. I just got done watching the Penguins shock and come from behind to beat the Washington Capitals in the playoffs, in game one of the playoffs. They ended up winning the Stanley Cup that year, defending the Stanley Cup that year, actually. 2018, I had my buddy Darren over at the house. I had this whole media set up because Tony DeFeo and I were going to go ahead and broadcast after the draft. And that was the first time we broadcast, we did the after draft show. Tony and I were the first ones to do it here. Not a lot of people remember that. That was the Blog Talk Radio days. 2018 was Terrell Edmunds in that draft that we did. I remember staying up till about 3 a.m. trying to listen to the radio and listen to other things about it. 2019, yeah, most of these drafts then were at home. But funny thing about the 2019 draft, it was the Devin Bush trade. I was same spot on my couch watching it. First time on the big screen watching it. And we were going to do the show afterwards. This is when we started doing the show. And we were waiting for Dave to come home because he went to see the Avengers. Because he bought tickets way before. We questioned his priorities, but you know, Dave has high priorities when it comes to the Steelers. It was just a bad scheduling thing. But the next night, and I was covering, I was doing random thoughts or knee-jerk reactions of the draft. And we were at a Beatles cover band at a winery. And they're picking Deontay Johnson. And I'm trying to, and I was hoping they came very close to getting DK Metcalf. And I'm doing work and watching a Beatles cover band at a winery with my entire family, actually, because my kids love the Beatles. 2020, there was no first round. It was the second round. It was the Chase Claypool draft. It was the very beginnings of COVID. And that's when we started broadcasting after every pick. That was a lot of fun. That's when we tried the entire StreamYard doing the first round of the draft because the Steelers weren't picking, doing it live. And the internet connections weren't as good just 4 years ago. We're going to do it again on Thursday, but it will be a lot better. It will be a lot more polished. I planned all these special guests from different teams, people I knew that liked certain teams. Yeah, that one didn't stick to the wall. That wasn't one of the best things for us. But our draft coverage culture really, Dave Schofield, Jeff Hartman, and I, we really changed how we covered the draft with our network. 2021. I'm trying to think, why am I blanking on 2021? I absolutely am blanking right now of where I was. I've gone from 1987 all the way up. And for the life of me, I can't tell you who they drafted in the first round of 2021. And it's going to make me angry. Oh, I got it. It was Najee. I was thinking Najee was 22. The Najee thing was funny because I had broken my computer. No, not my computer. I broke my microphone that morning. And I thought I had it fixed. And I didn't get it fixed. And the show did not sound right. Then I went and bought a new microphone for the next day. But the Najee draft, yeah, that was really interesting. I also had a scout event where we were getting a crossover from another troop. And we went there and I took a few of my scouts that are family friends, and we went to Waffle House and we're talking about the draft. And then I rushed home to for the Najee pick. I remember that now. Gosh, that was 3 years ago. 2022, the Kenny Pickett pick was the famous Zoom call when we started the Zoom calls. And having our whole BTSC Steel Curtain Network meetings on Zoom where everybody could join in. Then 2023, last year, I was in my office where I'm sitting right now watching the Broderick Jones trade up. I could even tell you what I did on those Fridays and Saturdays afterwards too, because that's just the way my mind works. When it's something you enjoy, you remember. Now, my wife says you could remember a number one song, you'd remember what the Steelers did, but you can't remember that I told you that the kids have a dentist appointment. No, because even though I love my kids and love my wife, that's not something I enjoy as much. And boy, I sound like a horrible husband and father right now. But that doesn't stick in my head like the memories of the fun memories of watching a Steeler draft. Because it's a special day when you're watching that happen. When you're watching the Steelers pick new players. And then you try to figure out what the jersey number is going to be. And then I'm looking in my closet now and all this money I spent on jerseys over the years. Yes, I've got a Jarvis Jones jersey. Yes, I have a Bud Dupree jersey. I have a lot. I don't think there's a number one draft pick from the last 10, 20 years that I didn't buy one for. I think DeCastro's the one that I don't have. Or do I have a DeCastro? You know, I have Fanica's. I don't know if I have a DeCastro. That might be the last one that I do not have a jersey of. Oh, I don't have an I do not have an Artie Burns. I don't have an Edmonds. I had a Bush. I had a Claypool. Even though he's not a number one pick, he's a number two, but he feels like a number one pick. Yeah. So three jerseys since 2012 that I don't have. Wow. That's bad memories. See, that's a lot of fun. So we're going to make more memories starting on Thursday with the Pittsburgh Steelers draft. And it's something I'm going to be remembering for years, and I hope you do too. And I hope you stick with us here at Steel Curtain Network as we do it. Because for us, it's a lot of fun to bring this draft coverage to you. It's a lot more work than fun now. But when you think about it, you're on a Zoom call with your buddies. This year, it's going to be StreamYard. And now we're going to be broadcasting it live and hanging out with the very best audience in podcasting, the Steel Curtain Network podcast family. We can't do these shows without you, and it wouldn't be fun. So with that being said, my name is Brian Anthony Davis. This has been Bad Language. And as always, I ain't apologizing for nothing. Should I keep this stuff?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Revision LASIK and cataract surgery is celebrating 30 years of service in Mansfield and 25 years in Columbus. Hi, I'm Dr. Schumer, and I'm so proud of these milestones. Patients I performed LASIK on 30 years ago are now returning to Revision for cataract surgery. It's truly an honor to be here for them and know that Revision is still their top choice all these years later.
Learn more at revisioneyes.com.